What?
You're more interested in what's going on out there.
Well, yeah, actually, because I'm a bit miffed off that someone's parked his ugly van outside of our beautiful shop.
I'm sure they think their van's very beautiful, but...
Well, tell the Greggs packets and McDonald's cups in front window that.
Hello everybody, hi, and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog, episode 7. Episode 7, right, I think we're right, aren't we? Yeah, we are.
I don't know, we're letting everybody into the secret of the anger issues that we had over the weekend.
Yeah, we can do actually, yeah, if you'd like to. So, go on, tell them.
When we got back from our holiday, we thought we'd be super, super productive and record 2 vlogs ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously they're not live. We're not Stephen.
No, we're not live.
No. And you sat at home yesterday ready to start editing them and chopping them up. And we realised that there were no sound.
Yeah, there were no sound at all.
Which, to be fair, might have been a more enjoyable vlog.
Do you know, you could have made... Yeah, actually, that's true, that. Yeah, they might not like the sound of our voices. So I had a minor paddy. And we decided to re-record them rather than voice. We could have voiced over, couldn't we? We could have actually...
We would look like the Money Heist. The Money Heist.
Is it Money Heist? Yeah, we could have done, yeah. Yeah, we could have.
Where they've got, like, totally different dramatic voices to the characters.
Tokyo. We could have done that, actually. Why didn't we think of that? We could have saved a lot of time instead of re-recording them.
Yeah, and we could have introduced ourselves as Feathers and Florence.
Oh, yeah. Well, so these are a re-record of something you will never see. And the other two were hilarious, weren't
they?
That's hilarious.
And you can't be funny the second time round because you're forcing it.
Yeah, so we're not going to force it. We've changed the topics completely.
Only because we don't remember what the topics were.
Because we can't lip read. Well, no. You can lip read a bit, but I can't lip read. So, hello, hi. We hope you had a really good weekend. We've had a fantastically busy weekend in the studio helping wonderful brides, haven't we? Mm-hmm. So we're really pleased about that. Now, we will talk about... We have been away from the studio for a few days because we've been on an inspirational tour around Europe.
Well, that's a cover up for a holiday.
we have been, it was inspirational, right? Where we went.
Yeah, I don't think we were doing it though to get inspiration. We just needed a break.
We just needed a break. But we did get loads of inspiration for the next year and more for this brilliant studio. So we went to Copenhagen, didn't we? Which was fantastic.
Yeah, I loved it. It was amazing.
It was great. Very, very cool people, the Danish. We would tell you to go. Please do go.
We've got a new motto, actually. To be more Danish.
Be more Danish.
So that means we need to be more active, be more green and sustainable, be kinder, be cooler.
Yeah, be kinder. They were really kind people.
Really lovely people.
Yeah.
So. It made us... I thought we were kind up north. Not kind, but we were like... Up north, we're quite...
Yeah, friendly, right?
Friendly, yeah. But Danish would go out of their way to help.
Yeah.
Like we were walking out of the metro and we were just stood around like looking at the sights really, and this lady came up to us asking if we were lost. And we were like, in life, but we actually know where we're going.
Maybe we just look lost as a couple. Just like, we don't know what we're doing.
Especially because you were wearing shorts and it was like -6 degrees and he was in his swim shorts. So she probably thought you were supposed to be in Mallorca.
Got off wrong plane. Oh, the plane's taking us the wrong place. I'm like, why is it so cold? It's supposed to be in Ghana. But we came back to some wonderful news as well, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Came back to some really good news.
Actually, we've been back. We're now re-recorded.
But it's been this week, hasn't it, that we've found some wonderful news. So what is our wonderful news?
So
We've been shortlisted as a finalist.
We've been shortlisted as a finalist for the social media champion of the Ribble Valley Awards.
Ribble Valley Business Awards, of course. Yeah. Well, it could be I don't. Is it the Business Awards? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, let's say Ribble Valley Awards.
Ribble Valley, like the best in the Ribble Valley.
Yeah, so ever.
We are one of only three businesses in the Ribble Valley that have been shortlisted for this award. And who are we up against in the final?
So we're actually up against Everything Retreat, who have luxury lodges.
Yeah.
And Artisan Escapes in Worley, who are travel agents. So, I mean, we feel like winners already because in comparison to those two,
we're punching,
just a
right?
small fish.
Yeah, we are. Well, we are a very small fish compared to businesses that have been established for so long. And we have to thank the Ribble Valley Business Awards and the judges for nominating us for the last three, because there were 700 businesses that were
not for that one award.
Not for that one
right?
award. Well, others. We don't know, but yes, for all these awards. And there's probably maybe 20 businesses in the finals. And in our category, there's only three. So the event is at the end of March, and we'll keep you updated because we're really excited.
Honestly, I'm so pleased as well because I have a love-hate relationship with social media.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Some days I'm like, oh, I absolutely love it. Other days, it's painful.
Yeah, but we do it for, well, you won't see our application, but we do it for the love of connecting with brides, don't we? And spreading the word about our story. So again, thanks to the Ribble Valley Awards for entering us as finalists, and we're looking forward to the final.
Yeah, well, we're just looking forward to a night out.
Yeah, we're going to get a new suit.
We actually went last year to the awards ceremony, didn't we? But we hadn't even opened at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to support some friends, so yeah, it'd be nice to actually be involved this year.
Yeah, and great to see some really nice Ribble Valley businesses as well. So well done to all the finalists, I would say. And of course, we've got some great news that we've got coming up this weekend. So if you're watching this vlog as it goes out in the week of the 20th of February 2023, we've got a pop-up shop coming, our third pop-up shop. Tell us about it.
So on Sunday the 26th, is it the 26th or
24th? The weekend of the 24th, 25th, 26th. Do you want me to check?
Yeah.
Okay, you talk on.
So Sunday, whatever date, we are actually at Eve's Hall.
26th.
Sunday the 26th, we're at Eve's Hall. It's an absolutely stunning venue.
It is.
We were wowed the first time we'd ever been. And we've done a pop-up shop there before.
Our second pop-up shop was there, wasn't
it? Yeah. So we'll be there. We'll have a small selection of our curation so that you can browse and just get a feel for the styles that we have, and also the budget, because our dresses, we've got tags on them with the prices and the investment for each dress. So it gives you an idea of before having to commit to an appointment and organising all of your bridal party to come and come to an appointment and getting a date set in the diary. You can just pop along, come and meet us.
Yeah, yeah.
And get
not that we're anything special at all, but it's nice to know who's behind the brand.
You've got
to
be comfortable with the stylist. Yeah. And if you come and meet me and think, oh God, Melissa, I do not like her.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It could do.
I don't think so. But
if it does, then you haven't wasted 2 hours of your life with me.
and the venue genuinely, as Melissa says, is beautiful. Yeah. So if you are still looking for your dream wedding venue, then I would say that's going to give you some inspiration, right?
Oh, definitely. And there'll be a lot of wedding suppliers there anyway. Not just us, there'll be florists, there'll be stylists. So it's a really good opportunity to go to these wedding open days because they just give you an idea of a direction that you might want to go in.
That's very true. Well, you mentioned budget. We had a question in this week about budget from a bride, because we're always asking for you to send in your questions, and we do get lots of questions, whether it's on Instagram or email or Facebook, and we like to pick one at random and answer it here so that everyone can hear it. So we had a question this week. You just talked about budget, and the question was, well, I don't know where to start with my budget. I really would like to come to the studio, but I just don't know where to start. So I suppose as our lead stylist, what would you suggest?
So budget is hard because until you start wedding dress shopping, you'll have no idea of what things cost and where to even set your budget, because I mean, if you're going in blind, of course you're going to set your budget and say, well, it's as low as possible because you want to spend as little as possible, of course, unless you've got a money tree in the back garden. But there is, every studio will tend to have like a price range of what they stock.
Yeah.
You'll find some that might have a really vast range, so they may start from 250 right up to thousands of pounds. But our studio, we actually have a smaller curation of dresses so that it's not overwhelming, and a particular style as well. And the dresses range from £1,800 right up to £4,000 and above. So there's a real kind of price range. We've got three designers that I just want to run through kind of what the average spend is and the investment range, if that's okay.
Of course it's okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we've got loads of time.
Have we?
Yeah, of course.
So I'll start off with, when you come in the studio, we actually have our dresses that go kind of in descending order of price range and investment. So just to make it easier, so if you're like heading for something which is more cost effective, then I would say start from the back kind of thing. So I'll start with Dream by Savin, London. And the price range for Dream is between £3,100 to £4,200. And the average spend for Dream by Savin is actually £3,200. So if you had your eye on Dream by Savin, you need to... Sorry, your phone just distracted me.
I'll put my phone on silent. I mean, it's very unprofessional, isn't it?
Yes.
Very unprofessional.
So you need around £3,200. And then next we've got Stephanie Allen. Now, Stephanie has an investment between £1,800 up to £3,500, and the average spend is £2,500. And then lastly, we've got Edwina O'Gorman, and the investment is between £1,800 to £2,500, and the average spend is £2,000. Feel like I was like lotto numbers, eight, nine, ten.
Might have to pause and rewind it. But if we maybe didn't, and which you explained it brilliantly, but obviously it's a lot of numbers to take in. Everything's on our website as well.
Yes.
So you can go on and
you can see the price ranges. Yeah, which gives you a nice idea. Because it is hard to know where to start with investment. You've got no idea.
I would not know. I was looking for suits, right?
Yeah.
This week, and I saw a suit advertised. I thought, oh, that looks nice, but I didn't realise that it was thousands and thousands of pounds. You just don't know, do you? Because of quality, because of how long it takes to make, etc. You just don't know. So.
I remember actually the first time you... So this is actually before Feathers and Florins.
Yeah, yeah.
And Liam was... We were kind of like budgeting for our own wedding. And Liam was like, what will you need for your dress? Like, 100 quid? I was like,
I really didn't know.
No, you have no idea. I mean, some people can find a dress for £100, but not if you're Melissa Cooper.
No, that's another story, isn't it?
It's like I've got not a rose, I don't have rose tinted glasses on. I have expensive tinted glasses on. Like, I'm drawn to expensive things and I don't mean to.
We don't mind that. We don't mind that at all. So hopefully that's given you some idea of what to expect with regards to budget. But as always, we just ask people to just drop us a message.
Yeah, let us know your budget and we'll tell you kind of where you're sat in terms of what designers to be focusing on.
But be open-minded, I suppose, is a conclusion as well.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this. It will make me sound like a really bad salesperson for people buying. But a lot of girls come in and they'll have a budget, but actually when they find the one, budget almost goes out of the window a little bit.
Yeah.
And especially if you've got family members that are helping you with your wedding and the cost of your wedding. Because you actually can't put a price on feeling absolutely spectacular.
Agreed.
And once you've been in that spectacular dress, it's hard to find something that lives up to it. But if you have a really, really strict budget and you're saying, right, I've got no more than $2,500 to spend, that is max, then what I would say is let me know,
yeah,
because I would not allow you to try on a dress that is out of your budget, because then you're just heading for heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah, agree.
And there's just no need to do it to yourself. Agree. So just, you've got to let it go. If you if that is your budget and that's your absolute top line.
But we'll guide you on that.
Yeah.
Of course we will. Brilliant answer, as always.
Thank you very
brilliant
much.
Brilliant answer. And that's about it. Because we keep it to 15 minutes, don't we?
Yeah,
I think that's a good time. Dusted. So it's like 15 minutes. We hope you've enjoyed that vlog. We really look forward to seeing you at our pop-up shop. We know we've got loads of pop-up shops coming this year anyway, but we look forward to seeing you at East Hall on the 26th of February. Anything else to say before we go? We'll see you next week, actually, won't we, on another vlog?
That we're creating today. That we're...
Don't give away the magic.
Sorry.
We're going to keep the same clothes on. right, well, say bye-bye, Melissa.
Goodbye.
Bye, have a good week.